In the previous recording, we looked at the first three of five of the major teachings of Jesus. Today we will complete this outcome by looking at the remaining two. The first is the kingdom of heaven. The Bible reading is Matthew 13, verses 31, 33, and 44 through to 50. Jesus spoke many times about the kingdom of heaven. And we have already mentioned that he told people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But what is the kingdom of heaven, also called the kingdom of God? The website gotquestions.org explains it this way. The kingdom of heaven is the rule of an eternal, sovereign God over all the universe. More narrowly, the kingdom of God is a spiritual rule over the hearts and lives of those who willingly submit to God's authority. And the work begun on earth will find its consummation in heaven. Jesus also used parables to explain what it is like. Matthew 13:31. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field." Matthew 13:33. He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened." Verse 44. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Verses 45 and 46. Again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." At Matthew 13:47 to 50. Again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So, what does it all mean? On the parable of the mustard seed, the preacher's commentary says that Jesus' point is that from the smallest seed, the plant becomes the greatest of the herbs and serves as an illustration of the kingdom giving protection to many. See Daniel 4. Verses 9 to 18. The kingdom, although having a very small beginning, would become the greater expression of the sower's purposive activity. The parable teaches that the kingdom will grow inevitably to achieve results out of all proportion to its beginning. On the parable of the yeast, which is a substance that causes dough to ferment and rise normally, yeast or leaven has negative connotations in the Bible, symbolizing sin or impurity. But here, Jesus uses it positively to symbolize the kingdom of heaven's expansion. The parables of the treasure and the pearl teach us the kingdom of heaven is so valuable that the wise are willing to sacrifice anything in order to gain it. Finally, the parable of the net teaches us that when the fishermen pulled in their dragnet, it contained clean and unclean fish. The clean they kept, but the unclean they threw away. Likewise, there will be evil in the world until God completes his kingdom, at which point those who are evil will be sent to hell. And the second major teaching here is Jesus taught about his death and resurrection. The Bible reading is from Mark 8, verse 31, Mark 9, 30 to 32, Mark 10, 32 to 34, and Matthew 26, verses 1 and 2. Firstly, Mark 8, 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Mark 9, 30-31. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise again." You should also read Mark 10, verses 32-34, Matthew 26, verses 1 and 2. The verses are clear and do not require further explanation. Jesus knew when and where and how he would die, and that he would rise again after 3 days.